The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening into the Happy Hour, this show is 1 hour dedicated to positivity and goodness happening in our communities. Because on talk radio, we focus so much on, you know, all of the things happening, but we don't hear enough about the good things happening. So, well, we decided to just give you time just to know that there is out there, that there's joy being spread. There's positivity out there somewhere for us to focus on just for 1 hour. Now, we have somebody in the studio. He's been here before. I feel like he may start co-hosting with me one of these days because I feel like this is his 50th time on here so far, and he's very good at it. But before we get into it, and he brought friends because they are doing something in their community that's open to the public, and I believe it's that beautiful word we like to hear about, free. But before we get there, I know that I promised you all from last week to get into our mental health segment. So I just want to go through that because I don't want y'all to say that I don't tell the truth. So make sure you have your pen and your papers out or your phones, whatever it may be. So what we're going to go over is the August Realignment Challenge. Simple guardrails for living closer to your priorities. Now, remember, I am not a mental health expert. I'm an enthusiast. And we follow a clinical psychologist named Amanda Hilton. So, for the month of August, and we are at the midpoint, we are at the exact midpoint, so there is still time, and again, remember, these things that we're learning, that we're hearing about, we want to continuously apply them to our lives in order to evolve positively and progressively. So, one, catalog your drift triggers. So, what that means is think back to the situations, emotions, or times of day when you're most likely fall into habits that you want to avoid. For each one, choose one small support that could help you respond differently. So y'all know I like sweets. So for me, that means I got to call one of my sisters and be like, listen, I can eat this whole bag of cookies if you don't tell me not to do it. And they could tell me not to do it. And then they give me good reasons as to why I shouldn't do it. And by the time I finish arguing with them, I got to go do something else. I can't eat the bag of cookies. So that's the trigger and you find your support. At least one of mine. Create one digital guardrail. So what that means is that you want to choose one digital habit that regularly pulls your attention away. Make one small change that interrupts the automatic pattern. So that means remove the app, charge your phone outside your bedroom, set an automatic screen limit. Some people actually have these boxes that you can throw your phone in and then lock it for about 3 hours. And no matter what you do, it's not going to let you get that phone back for 3 hours. We're all scrolling. Do you know that your Apple phone, I think Samsung does it too, but I wouldn't know too much about that. It'll actually tell you how much screen time you've had per day. And I know some of us in those double digits. We got to watch that. And test that out for the rest of the month and let me know how it goes, because we're going to have another check-in for the at the end of the month. Choose your North Star questions. Write 2 to 3 simple questions that can help you reconnect with what matters when you feel pulled in too many directions or unsure what to prioritize. Keep them somewhere visible and revisit them when planning your week or making decisions. Write implementation intentions. Then plans by deciding in advance how you'll respond to a recognizable situation. And just to stick a pin, you remember when we were talking way back at the beginning of the year, if and then. So you want to say, if this happened, then we do this. That's an if-then plan. Pair each trigger with one small realistic action, then review your plans regularly for a week while you practice using them. Create an environmental guardrail. So choose one part of your day that tends to drift off course, then look closely at how the surrounding environment may be reinforcing that pattern. You know, they say birds of a feather flock together. So if you in a certain environment, if you're trying to get healthy, but you're in an unhealthy environment, what do you think could happen? If you're around the food that you shouldn't be eating, then what do you think could happen? And that's for me. Listen, if I want a sweet, I go right into my kitchen because I got the butter, I got the cream cheese, I got the sugar, I can make anything I want. So that means I can't be too close to my kitchen or I got to time myself. Now, food may be something that I'm trying to deal with, but for you, it might be a toxic person, a toxic relationship. It might be habits that you shouldn't be dealing with. You might be trying to get healthier in different ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Find your environmental guardrail. So it makes the unwanted behavior less convenient or the preferred behavior easier to begin. And then you want to create a weekly review template. So build a checkpoint for reviewing your week. Create a reusable list of reflection questions, what's working, what's not, and planning steps. Save it somewhere so you can easily return to it each week. Now, when we're talking about cataloging your drift triggers, so reflect on the times when you've been most likely to lose sight of your priorities. Look for patterns rather than isolated events. Ask yourself, what situations tend to throw me off course? What emotions make me more reactive? What times of day or weeks are hardest for me? What happens right before I fall into habits I'd rather avoid? Write down 3 to 5 common triggers. The goal is to be able to recognize them sooner when they happen. Then beside each one, brainstorm one small support or guardrail that could help you navigate it more intentionally the next time it comes up. So take a look at the following exercises with me to help you with each of these action steps. Write implementation intentions. So what that means is implementation intentions themselves are simple but powerful planning strategies first suggested by psychologist Peter Gollwitzer. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So rather than setting a vague goal like I want to exercise more, decide in advance exactly how you will respond when a specific situation arises by creating an if-then plan. Research has consistently shown that these plans make people more likely to follow through because they've already decided what they'll do before the moment arrives. Start thinking about a situation where you tend to get off track. Choose a trigger that's something vague, like when I have time. Then pair it with a small concrete action that you can realistically take. The more specific both the if and the then, the more effective the plan will likely be. Read them over once or twice per day for a week to solidify them in your brain while you practice applying them. So for example, if I start scrolling without thinking, then I'll put my phone down and take 3 deep breaths. If I feel too overwhelmed to work on my project, then I'll set a timer for just 5 minutes and start. If I skip one workout, then I'll schedule the next one immediately after instead of waiting. If I finish dinner, then I'll spend 10 minutes reading before I pick up my phone. So about those digital guardrails, think about one digital habit that often pulls you away from how you'd like to spend your time or attention. Then ask yourself, what's one small change that I could make so that this behavior will be less automatic? Maybe remove the distracting app from your home screen and bury it in a folder. Set a daily app limit. Turn off non-essential notifications and charge that phone outside of your bedroom. And just choose one of these and try for the rest of the month. Your environmental guardrail. What behavior makes this space currently easier? What do I tend to reach for, notice, or default to? What would need to become less available, less visible, or less convenient? What would need to become easier to access or begin? So you need to choose one part of your day that tends to drift in a predictable but undesirable direction. For me, that's when I get stressed out. I don't know what happens after that. Sometimes maybe I reach for something sugary or I just need to take a break. We all have our different resolutions as to what we want to apply so that we can curb negative behaviors. And then study that space in which that drift usually happens. So, for example, you may designate a specific basket on the top shelf for the TV remote and keep a book beside that. And then maybe you clearly define a place for the unfinished creative work that you have right beside the couch so that it stays mentally available or visible. And then remove work materials from the room where you are to rest, where you're resting, so that that's your solace space. You don't need to have a perfectly optimized environment, but making one change that shifts your default behavior can help make sure your surroundings are steering you in the right direction. And your North Star questions, and I'll just give you some examples of what they are. What would my future self thank me for? Is this moving me towards a purpose-driven life? And I know when I say that term, some of y'all know what book I'm talking about right there. Does this move me toward the life I say I want, or simply help me manage the life I already have? Is this how I want to spend my time in my life if I keep repeating it? When I look back on this season, what do I hope my choices will show that I cared about? And if I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? And then you want to create your weekly review template. And yes, it sounds like work, but in order to progress, you have to do the deep work. One of the simplest ways to prevent drift is to build a regular checkpoint into your week. Choose a consistent day and time and place where you'll spend 15 to 20 minutes reflecting and planning. Then create a template you'll use each week. Include 5 to 10 questions or checklist steps that help you reconnect with your priorities and identify what needs adjusting. You might reflect on questions like, where did my time and attention go this week? What gave me energy? What took it away? What wins did I experience this week? What am I grateful for? What's one thing I'd like to do more of or less of next week? Steps to include could be reviewing next week's calendar, look at the past week's screen time report, clear out that email inbox, write a master to-do list for the week ahead. Write your template somewhere where you'll be able to return to it each week, like a notebook, the notes app, or a planner. And there we go. So you have your homework for this week. And next week, we're going to do a touch point on alignment. Because August means November, December left. We have 4 months and 2 weeks left in this year. And so we want to see where you have been. Now, I'm happy that we got through that and that I was able to do it because I haven't, this only the second time I've been on in about a month and a half. So we're trying to get back to the regularly scheduled scheme of things. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I have a group of people inside this studio. They're trying to get back to their community. They tell me they're doing one big thing at the end of the month. They tell me they got big things out there for all the churn stem, all the youth stem and ting. They say that they got to do something for their community. And guess what? These people from all over the place, they tell me it ain't just one group. It ain't one person. It's a group of persons coming from different backgrounds. And that's what we do as a people. You have different people trying to accomplish the same goal. And the goal, they could tell you a lot about that, but from what I understand, they're trying to help the youngins. And you know, we support everything that helps our young people. And we happy to have them on the happy hour. And I can tell you all about who they is and what they do, because they here, they can tell you all of that. So without further ado, I would like them, and then we can leave the person who done been on here like 50 times, they can let them go live. Oh, goodness. So if we can start with my gentleman to my left, if you're streaming, you can see everything in here. Yes, sir.
Well, I am Pastor Leonardo A. Allen Jr., and I am the president of Kingdom Mission Team. And we are a group from different denominations, and we are working together to accomplish one goal, and that goal is to help to impact our communities, not only here in the Bahamas, but we also have the mandate to go internationally as well. But our mission for Kingdom Mission Team is that we are a group of persons, and we have one central focus on advancing the kingdom of God in the earth by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are mandated to go and to carry the gospel that's locally, like I said, and internationally.
Excellent, yes. Excellent. And then you do a lot of work locally, I'm made to understand. But we'll get right back to that right there, because my lady straight across from me in the beautiful floral shirt who's been smiling this entire time, I think she's been on radio. This is like, again, you're an expert at this point, right?
No, not yet.
Please let us know who you are.
My name is Delores Allen, and I'm the Vice President of Kingdom Mission Team, and also the coordinator for this epic event that's about to happen on the 29th of August.
Man, y'all sound like y'all about to make history. Y'all got to tell me when we get started if this is the first time, how long have you been doing it? Because when you use the word epic, that means big things are going.
Big things.
Listen, and my good friend sitting right there, like he don't know what the microphone looked like.
Yes. So my name is Wilfred Bain, and I'm a member of the Kingdom Mission Team.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
Right. Now, start to tell me a little bit more about, you said that y'all represent, or sorry, y'all come from different backgrounds. So how did this happen? How did this form? I want to learn a little bit more.
Yeah, well, how this form is that I've always, I'll say personally me, I always had an interest in helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And my background is a bit extensive. I came out of the Church of God. In fact, I was trained in the Church of God as a minister. I served as a pastor and elders for 4 years. And I also served at People's Assembly. At People's Assembly under Bishop Walter Hanschel, mm-hmm. who is the president for Great Commission. And at some point, God directed me in this way. To start a Kingdom Mission Team. It's all about advancing the Kingdom of God. And he directed me to put a group together, mm-hmm. and these persons were the persons that God had me to pull together for this group that we have called Kingdom Mission Team.
Now, Ms. Delery's already gone to say that this is an epic event happening. It sounds like y'all got an army. How much people on now?
Well, we have 10 people, and I believe we're going to have more in the future added.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, small and mighty.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Not Ms. Deller, tell me now. This is the first time y'all are doing, y'all are coming together to do something, or how long have you been around?
Well, we've been around July. July would have made us 1 year.
Okay, so we're happy a baby. Anniversary.
Thank you. 1 year we've been around, and we have had one international that was in Honduras of last year. We started out in Honduras.
Okay, okay.
Doing missions. We were there for about 5 days.
Okay.
And then we did Cat Island. We had a conference there.
Okay.
And locally, we have visited the children's hostel. We went on different parks and had evangelism services.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out in the communities and just shared and walked around and basically shared the gospel of Christ. But that's what we've been doing for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus and the Children, what we're doing on the 29th of August, is actually an initiative that was rested in my spirit. And I told our president and the team was on board, and we ran with it. So this would be the first event.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus and the will make it annually.
Okay.
Initially, I didn't expect it to blow up the way it did.
Now, you know, that's what them people on social media is be talking about when they make them videos, you know. I didn't expect for this to blow up in a way it did. But you know, out here doing good stuff, so why do you think people isn't going to be behind, you know?
Yeah, I must say it's blowing up bigger than I thought. So it'll be
What does that mean? When you say it's blown up bigger than you thought, because you said it's only the 10 of y'all put this thing together. Now, that sounds like y'all really do have an army of folk, and ladies and gentlemen, listen, and I look at that flyer, right? They got about 50. They have quite a few sponsors on there, but you know, you could always help out.
Yes.
There's so much to do. But they have people behind them, and you can also help them out. Because let's talk a little bit more about what the event is. And I want you to, if you can, just say again the title of the event, the date, the time, the venue, and then let's get into what exactly it is.
The event is called Jesus and the Children,
mm-hmm.
and it's scheduled for the 29th of August on Windsor Park, starting mm-hmm. at 12 noon to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And during that event, well, the foundation of the event is to give children the fundamental of what they would need for life, and that is the foundation or a relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So for children who have never been introduced or don't know who Jesus is or have never been to Sunday school, that mm-hmm. is what we want to do during that day. But mm-hmm. we want to do it in a fun and an interactive way. And the event is planned for a big carnival, but it's more like...
I was just going to say, this sounds like Vacation Bible School and one day outside with rides.
We wish we had rides. Maybe a sponsor will give us rides on next year.
See, there you go. Or this year. You never know who's listening.
Well, you never know.
See, there you go. Yes. So you say Sunday school style outside, and then you were talking about quite a few more things that are happening because it's a back-to-school extravaganza.
It's a back-to-school extravaganza. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be having the puppets. The puppets are going to be doing the Bible stories.
Okay.
And then we're going to have face painting. We're going to have a clown. We're going to have a craft center. We're going to be making kites. Okay. We're going to get them back with hands-on activities, getting interactive and not just sitting on a tablet.
Right, right.
Nah. We want, huh?
I got to ask about that kite thing. Right?
Sure, sure.
Is it y'all doing that? That's the kite out the package or that's the old school thing?
We have both.
Oh, you have both? So that means we could be stripping the coconut thing and then we could put that out of the package.
We could get the plastic bag and the newspaper.
And the newspaper?
Tail we want to the end.
Yes. So you're teaching them how to do that?
I mean,
y'all have marble and thing.
That as well.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
We have jacks as well.
Oh, my goodness. The only thing missing is dominoes.
Children's. Jesus and the children.
But I'm assuming that you'd want the children to be accompanied by an adult.
Yes, we would. Okay. We would. And we would also have the bouncing castle. Mm-hmm. We'll have a basketball shootout.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot of activities. And guess what? It's generated through them learning about Jesus. Okay. So once they would have learned, have the devotions, mm-hmm. we're going to question them. So we have a lot of prizes to give away.
I was just going to say, she got it. I was waiting for you to say the word prizes.
We got prizes.
Because, you know, people like tings.
Tings. You know when you go to the carnival and you say, oh, I want that teddy bear.
Right.
Oh, I want that blow up balloon. Oh, I want that blow up instrument. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have stuff like that.
Oh, this sounds good. Now, tell me about the ages, because, you know, some of us are young at heart, you know. And we are all children of God.
Well, you made a point. You really made a point there. I must have to put the lawyer on you.
Yeah. Oh, you know, legal counsel. Please tell us. Please do tell us. What is the age for the children to come?
You know what? If you say anything off, I'll help you out. You can tell them.
Well, let me give the title again. Jesus and the Children. Okay. But if you are young at heart and you would want to participate in the activities, you could stand on the side. But we would want to give all of the younger kids, of course, mm-hmm. first preference to be involved in all the activities that they would learn. The aim of that is just to make sure the children know about Jesus and have a foundation. So mm-hmm. Once they leave there, if they have never been to church, if they have never been to Sunday school, they would have imprinted in their mind that, listen, why do they keep talking about him? Mm-hmm. And for them to want to question other people and find out who is Jesus. And of course, maybe go to one of the churches that is surrounding. But we are not a church. We are a nonprofit organization.
Okay. That's called the Kingdom.
Kingdom Mission Team.
Right, right. Got you. Now, for folks who don't realize I tease in, Ms. Dallery, excuse me, what is the age range for the children to come?
As long as you can walk and talk,
okay.
0 to 6.
The children can come.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. As long as they can walk and talk.
Up to high school or?
Up to high school. Okay. Up to high school because we also, of course, including the back-to-school extravaganza, mm-hmm. so we're going to have some school bags, school supplies that we're going to be giving out.
Listen, y'all hear that? Free tings just in time for school to start, because I believe school starts on Monday from, I think, the government schools, if I recall correctly, and some of the private schools are starting before then. So y'all catch them right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right. Going out into the community and doing discipleship.
Yes.
Now, Wilfred, you're a little close to that mic. You look like you're waiting to say something. What you waiting to say?
Oh, no. I was thinking about that basketball shootout. I was thinking... you start talking about age groups. I was trying to figure out if I'm too old for the basketball shootout and the marbles, because I haven't played marbles in a long time.
What you know about a guppy?
Man, like you had a big guppy and the sizey. And the steely and the cat eye.
Come on, man.
Like, yeah, I was marble champion back in the day, man.
Oh, that sounds like you'd be volunteering at the marble plot to help teach the youngins. Oh, I
teach them by beating them.
No. You got to show them, okay? Look here. You got to eat. As the good Lord should say, you know, when you're no longer a child, you put away the childish things.
Yeah, but you got to train up a child in the way they should go, too.
Oh, that's what it is.
So I got to train them up by beating them.
Why are you all fighting with scripture in here?
Yeah. Listen, that's what you got. When you put two spiritual people in it. But you know what? I thank my producer. He's on my side. He said, let's take a break. So y'all stay tuned with the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back. Don't leave us.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
As the summer days wind down, a new school year begins. Grab your checklist and head on over to Kelly's House and Home for their 20% off back to school sale, except October 2nd. They have everything you need, like Toto, JanSport, and transition books, pens, pencils, calculators, and more. Spend $50 or more on school supplies and you could win one of two gift baskets, bicycles, a laptop computer, or a Crayola-filled stocking. Catch Kelly's House and Home's back to school sale now through Tuesday, September 2nd.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we're back here with the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I'm delighted that you're tuned in today. So we have in studio with us a group of like-minded folks doing good things in the community. They tell me I can't say it's a group of 10 people who came together, called by God to do good work in the community. So we have the Kingdom Mission Team with us. Now, I've got a beautiful pamphlet, and I want to say all these names on here because they say they do epic work, so I'm going to call all their names. Because they got some heavy, heavy hitters on here. Oh, my gosh. So the original 18 members were Pastor Dr. Leonardo A. Allen Jr., Director, Prophetess Dr. Delarice Allen, Assistant Director and Assistant Treasurer. Do you hear that? Do you like that double title? Then we have Evangelist Aaron L. Lloyd, Evangelist Jamie Knowles, Evangelist Chris Knowles, Evangelist Philippa Leiden, Evangelist Michelle Miller, Evangelist Wilfred Bain. Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, my goodness, there's a lot of evangelists right there. You always be out in the community for true. And that's a part of their mission, ladies and gentlemen. So the Kingdom Mission Team, is they be out there. They be praying over school grounds before the reopening of schools. They visit the sick. They evangelize. They do community walkabouts. They host a community camp. They do church services, but they also have done work in Honduras. I got to ask which one of them speaks Spanish in a minute. They don't know. They donate gifts and interact with children in games, and they share godly encouragement at the Ranfurly Home for Children. They also just shared in our earlier portion of the show that they have been to the Children's Emergency Hostel as well. They do evangelism seminars, revival services, community outreach on Cat Island. Mm-hmm. We love that. And then they've also done clothing distribution. And, of course, there are more activities that they have done since printing out this right here, but they literally have many objectives, and I'm not going to say that because they're here. And so one of the Allens is going to tell me more about the objective of the group, because he told us that he was working with Dr. Hanschel, Bishop Walter Hanschel, that was, and then he got called to do this specifically. So
The objective, we're really community-minded, and the objective is for us to go into the community and help those persons who are in need. Because as you know, we have a lot of people in our country who have needs. So we want to fit in there and be able to be the hand and foot and even voice of Jesus to give encouragement and hope to those persons who are also hopeless.
That almost sounded like the beginning of a sermon right there. Almost. I like that. Now, I think Ms. Delarice was telling me during the break that, you know, there are some very important persons that help to fund these events, such as the big extravaganza happening on Saturday, the 29th of August on Windsor Park. Remind us of the time, and then you got to tell people where exactly is Windsor Park, because I want you to send me north, south, east, west, even though I feel like the Kingdom Mission team would like to have activities in the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Yes, JTC, Jesus and the Children. It's going to be held on the 29th, Saturday, the 29th of August at Windsor Park. And Windsor Park is located on Wolf Road and E Street, the intersection of Wolf Road and E Street. The intersection and E Street, you'll remember that. And we're going to be right on the park starting at 12 noon to 6 p.m. We're going to be there. Of course, we're going to be setting up earlier that day. And we have our sign that's right on the, it will be on the western side of Windsor Park. So as you pass by, you should be able to see the big sign, Jesus and the Children. That's going to be us, Kingdom Mission. We're going to be right there.
Love
and it. I said earlier that I didn't expect it to blow up the way it did because, of course, we go on sponsorship and we were looking at, of course, the sponsors that we had. But as soon as we started advertising, we started getting other sponsors.
Okay.
So that is what caused us to go to another level. But I would allow Pastor Allen to give you some more details on the sponsors that came on board for this initiative.
Yeah, well, as it relates to our sponsors, we want to give a shout out to them, which is on Robinson Road, the Ministry of Social Services, Q&L Building and Shipping Services, and also Triple B Malt. So we want to give a shout out to them for coming on board. And there are some other persons who don't want to be named who came on board and assisting us.
Our absolutely amazing anonymous sponsors.
Yes,
we love them.
Individuals, yes, who sponsored.
But we say thanks to all of our sponsors for coming on board and helping us. So we're looking for more sponsors. If you're out there and you want to be a part of this, you can get in contact with us and we'll be delighted to have you help us with the efforts of helping these children as they go back to school.
Wonderful. And how do the people do that? How do they contact the Kingdom Mission team to say that they would like to help out?
Well, my number is 395-0005 and the next number is 395-3705.
Well, like fives are in,
yeah.
So they could also contact us by email, which is kingdommissionteam@gmail.com.
Okay, got you. Yes. Now, we have spoken about the big event that's happening at the end of the month, and you had mentioned that y'all have done work on Cat Island, you've done work in Honduras. I want us to talk a little bit more about the work that you've done in Cat Island first, and then we'll talk a little bit about Honduras. And I hope that Mr. Wilfred is ready to talk about the trip. So
he got that.
He'll speak to you about the Honduras trip. When we went to Cat Island this year?
January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the beginning of the year. And there we had a revival service. Then we went around and in the community, and we also did clothing distribution. So we left some clothing there as well. And we had a seminar.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our well-able team members to speak on various topics. And one of those topics was done right by our one of our councilmen.
Mm-hmm. Wilfred Bain. What did he speak about?
You spoke about
purpose. Yeah, I spoke about finding your purpose. Yeah. Keys to finding your purpose.
Oh no, we'll drop some of them keys first right now. What are the keys to finding your purpose? Let's go.
You put me on the spot.
This feeds into the mental health thing. Let's go.
Well, obviously one of the keys I mentioned would have been to keep God first and to know who you are in God. Because I think a lot of times we get distracted with the opinions of others.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes we take on the identity that's placed on us. But, you know, one thing my dad always used to say, you know, he was a pastor as well. He taught you anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you know who you are in God, you know, that gives you all the power you need a lot of times. And so that was one of the main things that, we spoke about. And everything kind of flowed from that point in terms of just understanding, you know, your power through Christ. in different ways, understanding you know, how to deal with conflicts, understanding how to deal with opportunities, you know, all of the things, you know, but everything stemmed from your relationship with God.
Look at that. Look at you dropping some gems here today.
And guess what?
Oh.
He had to do that on the spot because our president, Pastor Allen, he got ill just the day before we were traveling. Oh. And he wasn't able to come.
Mm-hmm.
So he was supposed to present on that. But Mr. Bain had to fill right in. And you would have never known. When I say he flowed, he just flowed.
Oh, listen to that.
The natural star.
Well, that sounds like he's a natural star, almost.
Another one of our topic was healing from trauma. And that was done by Evangelist Michelle Bain. I mean, Michelle Miller, who is our youth coordinator.
Okay, okay.
And the other one was marriage and ministry. And that was done by Jamie Knowles, who's in charge of our evangelism. So we did that session at the church. And yeah, it was pretty good, pretty successful.
Well received by the response. Folks on Cat Island.
Yes.
All right. So, but where's next?
We have a few family islands that we are planning to go. I don't know if I want to call them. Well, let me just say it. We have Freeport, we have Andrus, and then we have another international invitation that we will definitely take up on soon, and that's in Texas.
Oh, okay. Look
and
at
also
that.
Atlanta.
The Berry Islands.
And the Berry Islands, sorry.
Oh,
so as we have started, persons have heard about it and they have been calling. Because some of because like I said, we are from different denominations. Mm-hmm. So some of the people would know us and know what we carry or know our character. So they weren't timid to ask us to come on down and help them in different areas.
That's good that they felt that way.
If I can add, I would like to add this because what we do when we go, we don't go asking for anything.
Right.
We go to give. We go to empower.
Right.
And that's one of the key things about our organization.
Mm-hmm.
When we go into these different areas, we carry an offering to the people.
Yes.
We don't accept an offering from them.
Okay.
If they want to, then maybe, but no. We don't, that ain't our intentions. Our intentions is to go, be a blessing through, whether it's a revival or a seminar, conference, or just to be there as a support.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do that, we carry offers.
Honestly.
And this is why our sponsors are so important.
There you go. Well,
that's
the sponsors,
our aim.
You can.
We carry. We don't come to take away from you. If you call us, we're coming. We pay for our trip. We pay for our accommodations. And we feed you if we're having something. And, of course, we leave an offering.
Oh, listen, do y'all just say y'all just feed people?
Yes.
I know, y'all coming to Long Island.
Soon.
Send the invite.
That's the liaison right
now. Oh, I love that. Now, I want to know. When y'all say revival, right, we talking like that good old school revival? Or what y'all revival look like? I'm curious.
Well, I'll go back to the one that we did in Cat Island. Holy Ghost hand clapping, foot stamping revival. Revival where you can feel the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come there needing to be delivered, you will receive your deliverance. You're not going to leave the same way you came. You're going to leave with more faith. You're going to leave with lighter than you came. We are keen on worship.
Mm-hmm.
Like my husband would have said earlier, we're Pentecostal. We have been trained in the Church of God, but we have a variety of different persons. We are one body, many members, but all of us have one common goal, and that's what we do.
I love that right there. I heard the passion in your voice speaking about that. And honestly, I asked for the revivals because it reminds me of my time. My granddaddy used to have me all over the place when I was during my summers and my vacations on Long Island when I wasn't in school. So I know all about the Church of God and the Church of God of Prophecy and whatnot. So I was waiting for you all to say the right things right there. Because I was like, all right, cool. I hear everything. I just need to know next time I come to one of y'all's revivals, I can bring my tambourine, right?
Oh, yeah.
But may I ask, have you heard this man over here speak?
Speak or preach?
Speak, preach. He spoke in Honduras.
And play music.
Listen.
And he can play.
And he's a musician.
Oh, my. Oh. Sound like you're trying to...
Listen, he had my mug like this.
Oh, wow. It's a powerful man over
here. Talk about powerful.
Well, that's,
and he would play like, oh, I don't,
I mean, like, what are you playing right now?
Yeah, but powerful. Oh my God.
A little bit powerful.
Oh, okay.
And he could sing.
And he could sing. Mm-hmm. Let me gotta write all these things.
Preach,
down.
Teach, sing. And your attorney at law.
My goodness.
Ask daddy. Oh. That's the message you're preaching in Honduras.
That was the message. Ask daddy.
Hold on, wait. Oh, so question. Before we get to the ask daddy thing, while you were giving us Mr. Payne.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel as though the Allens have given you.
I know.
I wonder if this is pressure. I know.
Such pressure, man.
That almost sounds like a dating profile right there, you know? Got to get this lined up, Mr. Bain.
Are you looking for a man of God who can sing and play?
See, I pick up what she was putting down.
We've got the man for you.
Indeed.
But tell us a little bit more about your time in Honduras, and what did it feel like? Preaching the word of God from the Bahamian perspective, your experience here in another country.
Oh, okay. Well, I must say I was very excited with the experience. One of the things I told people when I came back was I was very surprised at the response of the locals. I don't know if you've ever done a mission trip before, but one of the things they would tell you was you can expect rejection. Mm. You can expect, you know, in fact, you know, that's part of the process. You know, not everybody's going to be receptive to your message. But what I found, based on at least from my point of view, was that the people there were very, very receptive. In fact, I think after a certain point, people were actually coming up to us.
Mm,
and they're like, hey, you know, are you guys here? Are you missionaries? Hey, can you pray for me? You remember there were some people
up on the street.
Yeah. People said, hey, my wife left me. I'm depressed. I'm down. I need prayers. And so, you know, it wasn't just the fact of us going there to them, but when they realized what we were there for, you know, they actually reached out to us even. In fact, you know, since they were bigging me up, I'll big them up. We had free day, but because of how powerful the Allens were preaching and how, you know, they were presenting the word throughout the week, they got a speaking engagement on the spot for that Saturday night. I can't remember the church. It was on one.
I don't remember the name of the church.
Yeah, because I think we did like a different church every night, but. That was very interesting because that was one of the Spanish-speaking parts of the island. And so the entire service was actually in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, and then there was one person who was, like, translating for us. That was Pastor Solomon's wife.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a very new experience for me because even though I've traveled, obviously, to different places, I guess having the translators there,
mm-hmm.
and having the whole service in Spanish, you know, people doing their poems in Spanish, they were singing songs in Spanish. So that was interesting. But I would say this too, even though it was a different country, you saw the same passion mm-hmm. for God mm-hmm. with them. And so even though there may have been different languages, you were able to still relate with their passion. You were still able to relate with their love for God. And that was clear despite the language.
I love that. Yeah. That means your faith was across cultural mm-hmm. linguistic horizons and barriers. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Isn't that powerful? Yeah. Persons now, y'all have 10. I promise you, y'all took 10 and y'all took 50. I feel like that seems to be y'all magical number. Sorry, y'all spiritual number right there. How big was your team over in Honduras?
Well, our team was about 6 persons.
Only about six persons.
Yeah, 6 persons. Yeah.
6 persons went.
They all small but mighty for true.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like that. So. Okay, all right. So, Cat Island, Honduras, and then y'all been doing some things here.
Yeah.
So, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Would you imagine when you have 10 more minutes left in the program? Wow. Y'all realize that? Wow. My gosh. So, what I want us to do again is, from each one of you, I want you to say, I like my producer. He's making sure I know when I got to take my break. So, we could run, take a break, and then when we come back, they can tell us what happened again on Saturday the 29th of August, and each one of them could tell me, why should you go? Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Happy Hour.
Woke up in London. Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way?
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what's wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I say it.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime House app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-847 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I'm here with the Kingdom Missions team. A group of folks that are dedicated to helping the community, and they're from several different churches, several different entities, and they're just trying to do the work of God in our community, and they're having this big thing again. We've been talking about it throughout the show and some of their work, but as we wrap up, I want each one of them to tell you about this event, Back to School Extravaganza, Jesus and the Children, that's happening on Saturday, August the 29th, there at Windsor Park, and that's the park on Wolf Road and East Street, okay? And I think it's starting from 12. It's going to go until 6. So tell us, why should folks come? And we'll start with Pastor Dr. Allen Jr.
Well, you know, we are people who care about people.
Mm-hmm.
And this vision itself, just to be in that area, to extend Jesus through the various aspects of what we're going to be doing, we want people to come because we want to extend the love of Jesus to them. We want to show them that Jesus cares about them, and there are people who cares about them. So that is a very important aspect as to why we want them to come. Because, you know, we sing the song, Jesus love the little children. We want to show them love. We want to love them. We want to give them, offer them hope. We want to be a blessing to them.
Ms. Dallery.
Well, I'll share the activities because he definitely gave our vision and why we need them to come out. But at this event, we're going to have the Bouncing Castle. We're going to have the basketball shootout. Mr. Bain probably will be in charge of that. The marbles, the jacks, the kite flying, the clowns, the painting of the faces, the craft center. We're going to have popcorn. We're going to have
puppets.
Peter. Liz. I don't remember. Ruth. But we're going to have the Bible story done by the puppets. But it's going to be a very fun and interactive event. And we want the children not just to have fun, but learn about Jesus. Who is this Jesus? They're going to learn, and they're going to have a foundation of who Christ is.
And I echo everything that the Allens, the Dr. Allens, just said. And I just think it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time of community, a good time of fellowship, a good time of teaching children about God, who is their daddy, who they should put first.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it because I think you know, like we spoke earlier, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they get older, they will not depart from it. And so this is our duty, our responsibility, our pleasure to train up the children in the way of God. And I'm also going to train them when I beat them in marbles and in the basketball court. So that's why I'm excited about it too. That's my pitch.
Oh my goodness. Ms. Ellery just looked like he was going to add something else right there.
I just wanted to say that.
Including banning Mr. Bain from beating the children in marbles.
Well, we would have told all of the team members and, of course, our volunteers, because we have volunteers who would assist during this event. And we appreciate those persons who have come on board because we needed the help. You have to be good stewards to the children. You have to show them love.
Okay.
You have to be faith-based. And you're not going to speak harsh to the children. You're going to love them. So I'm sure if he does beat them, he's still going to embrace them, their token. Even if he wins a prize, he's going to give them their prize as well. So we have to be good stewards. And also, we're helping to form the community. Because if we help the family to see the importance of teaching their children about Christ, we're going to make a better community because it starts with family.
There you go.
And that's what we're basically keen on doing for this event. And, of course, most of all of our events that we do, helping the community.
And that's powerful right there. So reinforcing the foundation of our families right there. Now, you said something about volunteering right there, and I'm sure you could have more hands on deck. So tell us again, how can folks who want to either donate their time through volunteering or donate their resources? Ladies and gentlemen, the Kingdom Missions team has, they said that if they could have rides out there for the kids or any other things out for the kids, they will take those things to make the experience a more enhanced one so the kids enjoy. So if you feel led to help support them, you know, because I know some of y'all are there, y'all got the things, y'all may not have heard of them before, so now you're hearing about them now. So how can folks get in contact with the Kingdom Mission team to support through either their time or their resources?
Well, they can contact us on our Facebook page, which is Kingdom Mission Team. We have a registration form that's attached there. They can contact us by email, which is kingdommissionteam@gmail.com or 395-0005 or 397-395-35. You can contact us through email, through Facebook, or by phone contact. And we have some persons who have already reached out to us, some nonprofit organizations, and one of those would be the A Loving Heart Ministry. Okay. And guess what? They are offering free JP services during that day for children, application for passport and NIB cards. So if you need the JP service for children, I do stress children, documentations, we will A Loving Heart Ministry will be offering that service. We also will be having hair braiding and barbering.
Okay.
We'll have it at a set time during that day where persons,
and
if they're
the
trying
children.
For the children to get them ready for school.
Okay, wonderful.
So they'll be hair braiding, and that will be done by Shy Ministry.
And just to add, the Loving Heart Ministry, their sole purpose is to help children to become entrepreneurs.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Maybe we can have them on the show one day. I love that right there. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to have representatives of the Kingdom Missions team on here. You have Pastor Allen, Ms. Delores, Dr. Delores Allen, and Mr. Wilfred Bain. Thank you all so much for talking to us about what your team has been doing, not only here in Cat Island, Honduras, and doing to take the word of God and the work of God elsewhere, including your work ongoing in the community. Be encouraged. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And remember, be the positivity you want to see in the world. Y'all have a good one and stay safe.